Stop talking about your market being so saturated and start thinking about what would make you your niche and double down on that.
I'm Amy Porterfield, ex-corporate girl turned CEO of a multi-7-figure business. But it wasn't all that long ago that I lacked the confidence, the budget, and the time to focus on growing my small but mighty business. Fast forward past many failed attempts and lessons learned, and you'll see the business I have today, one that changes lives and gives me more freedom than I ever thought possible, one that used to only exist as a daydream. I created the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast to give you simple, actionable, step-by-step strategies to help you do the same. If you're an ambitious entrepreneur or one in the making who's looking to create a business that makes an impact and a life you love, you're in the right place, friend. Let's get started.
Hey there, welcome back to Online Marketing Made Easy. Today, I want to talk to you about market saturation, but not necessarily the term itself. Instead, I want to focus on your thoughts and feelings around it. Don't roll your eyes. It's important. Your thoughts and feelings around this concept of market saturation and how you're letting those thoughts shape your reality. I would bet that you've heard someone say in the past, they'd never start a business in a certain industry because it's too saturated, meaning there's so much competition in that field that it's just too difficult to stand out and make their own mark. Well, I have some of my own thoughts about this, and I want to share it with you. Every single year during my Digital Course Academy launch, so many potential students show concern that it's just too late for them to earn a piece of the pie. And because of this, they've been hesitant to start a digital course. You've probably thought about that as well, right? If you're getting started with digital courses or starting a business, or if it's not working, like you've started and it's just not working, I bet at one point or another, you've told yourself, it's just that the market's too saturated. It's too competitive. There's too many people doing what I want to do. Either that stopped you from getting started, or if things have been hard lately, it's the, dare I say it, excuse you're using why it's not working. Trust me, friend, you're not alone. We've all been there at some point or another, including myself. Now, before I dive into my thoughts on this, I want to share a couple of questions to think about. The first question here is, how is it serving you to continue to tell yourself that the market is too saturated? You are too late. Too many people are doing what you want to be doing. How is that even supporting you in the slightest? It's keeping you small. You have to be really careful with the conversations you have with yourself. And also, how do you know that the statement, it's too saturated, is actually true? Is there absolute math behind it? Do you have 100% proof that there's no room for you in that industry? I really do believe that one of the reasons why I have been able to be successful in my business is that I have an abundance mindset. Not every day, not all the time, but regularly, I come back to an abundance mindset. I tell myself there's enough room for me. I will make my way through this industry. I will find my little spot on the internet that I'll be able to make a really big impact in. There are 7 billion people, over 7 billion people in this world. And all you need is a tiny sliver of the internet to pay attention to make an amazing living. Speaking of the math, let's do some right now. This is a perfect exercise for you to do on your own. So let's say you're launching or relaunching a digital course, and your ultimate goal is to make $20,000 in a launch. Just $20,000. How many units would you need to sell to achieve that? So if the price of your digital course is $300, that's a good, respectable price for a digital course, then you need to sell 67 courses to make $20,000. 67. Do you think after growing your email list and putting in your time creating great original content, or doing the work, do you think you could cut through all the noise online and get 67 people to see the value of what you have to share? 67. I hope you're shaking your head yes, because if you're shaking your head no, then we've got to talk about believing in yourself. And that could be a whole other episode. I'm doing an episode with Jamie Kern Lima about feeling worthy. And that's going to be an episode for you, my sweet friend. Absolutely. So if it's not already aired by the time this episode comes out, it's coming out shortly. But we got to talk about you feeling worthy. And that's another whole ball game that we need to talk about. But right now, stay with me. Just stay with me. Yes, you can get 67 people to buy your digital course. That's $20,000. And I'm being conservative. A lot of you are going to sell a digital course that's worth more than $300. A lot of my students sell courses that are $500, $800, $1,000, which means you're selling less units to get that $20,000, right? So if you think about how many people are following you on social media, how many people on your email list, how many contacts in your phone, if you want to get scrappy, the culmination of all of your touch points will be an incredible launch pad for you. Yes, you can get 67 people to buy your course. Now, when I work with my students, I always say, if you can sell 10 units, you can sell 100. If you could sell 100 units, you can sell 1,000. And I'm saying that to you right now as well. Now, how do I know this? Because when you figure out the strategy to sell to 10 people online, you now have the strategy. Now you're going to take that strategy and you're going to get better at it. So let's say the strategy is what I teach in Digital Course Academy, from webinars to social media to email marketing to how you talk about your digital course and how you reach out to people. It's a strategy I teach. So if you use my strategy and 10 people buy, the next time you launch, you get better at that strategy. You get more savvy, you get more dialed in. And in the meantime, you're growing an audience between launches. So your audience is getting bigger. So you can absolutely go from 10 units to 100 units in between just one launch, from one launch to the next. So what I'm telling you is, if you can figure out how to get 67 people to buy your digital course, you can also figure out how to get 670 people to buy your course, because you figured out the strategy and now you're just going to double down and make it better. I'm not just like blowing smoke here. This is what I do and what I teach. And I have proof from my students and from my own business that this absolutely works. So it's a mindset shift. That no, it's not too saturated. You don't need to be the biggest name in your industry. You don't need to have all eyes on you. You don't need to get everybody on your email list. You need a tiny sliver of the internet to pay attention to make a beautiful living in terms of building an online business, whether you sell courses or memberships or group coaching or whatever it might be. It doesn't even need to be courses. And to give you a little hint, the way you go from one launch, let's say 10 sales, I'm using easy numbers, to this next launch, 100 sales, in between those launches, you're creating weekly original content, something I teach and talk about all the time. You are putting out a new freebie and growing your email list. You are getting interviewed on other people's podcasts to drive traffic back to your own website and growing your own email list. So you're working on growing and strengthening your audience between launches with your consistency of creating content and engaging with your audience. So that's why it also gets easier on your second launch. It has nothing to do with the saturated market and everything to do with you honing in on your skills to become a better marketer. And I want to remind you, again, you don't need 500,000 people on your email list to be profitable. When I launched Digital Course Academy, I'm constantly sharing real stories of people with less than 100 people on their email list who did $10,000, $20,000 launches. And they're in saturated markets. One of my favorite stories is a guy who he had 100 people on his email list. He made $12,000. So, okay, it's not 20,000, but he's never done this before. And he made $12,000 with 100 people on his email list. And guess what market he was in? The photography market. Anyone who will buy into a saturated market will say it's photography. That one's very saturated. I hear it all the time. I don't believe it, but I hear it all the time. I know you're focused on marketing and selling your digital products, but I know many of you also have physical products, and I want to talk about Shopify. Shopify is a user-friendly commerce platform that helps you, my dear online entrepreneur, build an online store and make more sales at any stage of your business. They're the force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other businesses at every size. Let me tell you why Shopify is an online entrepreneur's dream platform. It's because it helps turn your browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout experience. In fact, it converts 36% better compared to other leading e-commerce platforms. Yeah, loving that. And I don't know about you, but as an online entrepreneur, my customer's experience, especially when it comes to checking out, is so important. Plus, not only do they support your customers, they support you as the entrepreneur. Shopify's award-winning help desk is there to support your success through every question and every step of the way. There's a reason Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/madeeasy, all lowercase. So go to shopify.com/madeeasy now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/madeeasy. We are online marketers, which means we have unique needs. And there are so many options out there for paid media. Sometimes it's hard to figure out where should you go to reach your ideal audience. But here's the thing. Have you thought about LinkedIn ads? LinkedIn ads empowers marketers with solutions for you and your customers, and it allows you to build the right relationships and drive results and reach your customers with meaningful content. You do not want to sleep on LinkedIn ads. And here's the thing, 79% of content marketers said LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. I hear it from so many of my peers. And I know you're doing important work. And with that, you want to make sure that the work you're doing is getting in front of the right people. And that's what LinkedIn ads will allow you to do. So let your marketing efforts connect with the right audience and get a $100 credit on your next campaign. So if you go to linkedin.com/Amy, you can get that $100 credit. So that's linkedin.com/Amy. Terms and conditions apply. So what I always do to live in an abundance mindset, what I do is I look for proof that it can be done. So when I think of my student who made $12,000 in his first launch with 100 people on his email list, there's proof. Then I look for more proof, not just one person. I look for multiple people who have been able to figure it out and do this. So I'm always looking for inspiration and proof that it will work. If you struggle with, Amy, my market's too saturated, that's why it's not working, you're looking for proof that your market is too saturated, and you will find it. Whatever we look for, we will find. That's like the cruelest reality ever, right? Whatever we look for, we will find. And so you gotta look for proof that you can make it in your industry, that you don't have to be the biggest name and you still will crush it. Now, I wanna change gears just a little bit, but stay within this concept of a saturated niche. I recently saw a social media post by Alex Hormozi. And Alex and Layla, their husband and wife, I love what they're putting out on social. So totally worth following both of them. And something that Alex said the other day really hit me. And he shared this concept of being your own niche. Be your own niche. This quite literally means that you are your niche. So if you are your niche, or niche, market, field, whatever, then it can never be oversaturated because it's just you. Ding, ding, ding. How cool a concept is that, right? Let me break it down for you a little bit. So when he talks about being your own niche, he's saying, okay, if you have interest, if you have likes, you have dislikes, you have things that you really want to talk about online, then make that part of your niche. So for him, he likes talking about going to the gym. He wears these nose strips. If you know Alex, you know what I'm talking about. He loves to get dessert at every meal. And he teaches marketing. He teaches how to put together a killer offer, how to get more leads. He buys businesses. So he talks about what makes a business really attractive. This is the Alex niche. So he says, I'm my own niche. These are all the things that I talk about. And I put these all out there on a regular basis. So anyone who also has these types of interests or want to learn more about these interests, they're going to gravitate toward me. And this concept of being your own niche slices through any competition. Nobody can be your niche. It slices through the competition. It slices through the noise. It slices through the saturation so that you find your audience and they find you. And I loved this concept. Take it or leave it. But I did think that this really does set him apart. He is very unique. He's not doing anything that no one else has ever done. But when you package all his different interests and expertise and topics that he loves to talk about, he is unique. And you can be unique as well. You can be that person, but you have to be willing to let your freak flag fly. You got to be willing to be yourself and put out your likes, your dislikes, and who you are, knowing that you won't be for everyone, but you will absolutely be for the people that need you most. And I think that's a really cool way to look at it as well. Stop talking about your market being so saturated and start thinking about what would make you your niche. And double down on that. Okay, now switching gears one more time. I've talked about this so much that if you're an OG to my podcast, you know this, but I came on the scene 14, almost 15 years ago as a social media manager, essentially. I taught Facebook marketing, which was social media, of course, and I did social media for small businesses. That's how I got my start. I came on at a time when social media was the Wild West, and I am not joking you. It felt like everyone and their mom was a social media manager. You literally could wake up in the morning and say, I'm a social media manager, and people would believe you because they didn't even know what that was. Everyone was clueless about social media anyway. So if you knew a little bit more than the average bear, well, you're a social media manager. That's when I came on the scene. And I don't remember thinking, there's so many social media managers, I'll never be able to make it work. I think I was so desperate to want to get out of my 9-to-5 that I just didn't pay attention to that. And I often talk about how the fact that Mari Smith, who still to this day is like the queen of Facebook marketing, to this day, that was 14 years ago, she was just as hot back then. And so she felt like she cornered the market of Facebook marketing. And I still felt like I could find my little piece of the internet out there. And I did. I think I was clueless and naive, but I'm going to use that to my advantage. I never even thought about a saturated market. And it was very busy. I'm not going to say it was saturated. I'm trying to stay away from that because it's not going to serve any of us. But yeah, there were a lot of people doing what I wanted to do. And that might be true to you as well. A lot of people are doing what you want to do. But that doesn't mean that there's no room for you. And I guess that's where I just was kind of clueless. So I never even thought there wasn't room for me. And guess what happened? Because that thought never entered my mind, it never got in the way. Did you hear that part? Because I never had the thought, it's too saturated, Mari Smith is too big, I'm never going to find my place here. Because those thoughts never entered my mind, I didn't have to even counter them. I just did my thing, head down, do the work, make it happen. And so what if you just stopped with, it's a saturated market, too many people are doing what I want to do, there's no room for me, how am I going to shine? How am I going to be seen and heard in a busy world? Let's just stop all that small thinking and instead think, all right, head down. Let's do me. Let's create my niche. I'm my own niche. Let's do me. I'll put together my curriculum, put together my content, find my audience. Instead of looking around and see what everyone else is doing, put blinders on like a racehorse, run your own race and do your own thing. I promise you, that's how you up-level. I promise you, that's how you play a bigger game. I'd rather you spend more time getting to know who your customer is, what makes them tick, what freaks them out, what worries them, what brings them joy. Spend more of your emotions, time, effort into figuring out your audience and your customer more than worrying about what other people are doing in your niche. You're going to break through the noise so much faster than you think. I promise you that. And guess what? You actually have an advantage over the big players, believe it or not. Sometimes their audiences are so big that they don't get to do some of the scrappy things that you can still do if you have a smaller audience. It's easier to wow your audience when you're smaller than when you're bigger. Take advantage of that now. Okay, so to wrap up, here are a few reminders for you to keep in mind if you fall into that saturated industry narrative that isn't real and isn't serving you. One, you're not going to beat yourself up, right? You're just going to say, no, I caught that. And instead, you're going to do these things. Number one, let's get more realistic. You don't need a huge email list to be successful. You don't need all eyes on you to make great sales. Remember what I said, you need a tiny sliver of the internet to create a very thriving business. Number two, get clear on your own goals and run your own numbers. Remember, 67 units of a $300 course is $20,000. You can sell 67 units. I promise you that. If you can sell 67, what did I say? You can sell 670 and beyond. It's the strategy that you get better at every single time you launch. Three, you've got to create your own niche. Be your own niche, as Alex Hormozi says. You don't have to copy anyone else. Your customers do not know about every competitor you know of. That's another thing. Because we're so close to our niche, we think that every customer or potential customer we could have knows about everyone else. They do not. They do not. So also be careful of thinking like, oh, so-and-so has all the audience. They don't. You think so because you're so close to it. They don't know all the players. So just don't even waste your time there. And four, go above and beyond. Instead of worrying about a saturated market, spend some more time surprising and delighting the audience you do have, getting to know them more, get scrappy, and do the things that maybe those big brands aren't even able to do because they're too big now and they can't get so scrappy. I think that would be cool. Okay, before I leave you, I want to leave you with an episode I think that is totally worth checking out. It's episode 628. It's called The 100K Milestone, My Proven Strategies to Scale Up. So let's say you made 50K this year. How do you get to 100K? I'm going to show you like the exact plan I would do if I were you. So if you want to get to 100K and you're not there yet, or even if you just want to make more money, think the strategies could apply to any amount of money you want to make, go check out episode 628. And anytime I tell you an episode number, just go to amyporterfield.com and then plug in the number, amyporterfield.com/628. All right, my friend, I hope you love this episode. It was a little tough love, but I think it's something that you likely needed to hear. And just remember, you got this. I have no doubt in my mind, you got this. So I'll believe in you until you're ready to believe in yourself. Have a wonderful day, and I'll see you on Thursday for more entrepreneurial goodness. Same time, same place. Can't wait. My friend, did you know that HubSpot launched an AI chatbot that helps you streamline building campaigns at scale with just a few prompts? Hallelujah. I'm not even kidding. It's called Campaign Assistant, and it's a totally free to use AI tool made for marketers and business leaders who spend hours a day on content creation. That's us, right? My team has definitely been using this feature, and I hope you're going to check it out as well. Campaign Assistant will transform the way you build marketing campaigns at scale. Craft personalized emails, ads, and landing pages in a matter of minutes. Just pick the content type, add your key selling points, and let AI support you in generating ideas for content. Now, you know that I deeply believe that AI is our assistant and not the creator, right? And using this is a great way to get those creative juices flowing so that you can create your most effective campaigns without starting from scratch. Seriously, Campaign Assistant is the key to unlocking writer's block so you can scale faster. And this tool is free to use right now. So work smarter, not harder at HubSpot.com/campaign-assistant.